WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Melissa, with 175 mile per hour sustained winds, is slowly moving toward Jamaica and could tomorrow dump up to 3 feet of rain on portions of the island. Sandra Simon Clark manages a shelter in Montego Bay.
I have seen and heard that it's going to be very catastrophic. So we are expecting that persons will come to the shelter. So we are ready. So please don't be afraid.
CBS's Jason Allen in Kingston.
People here have not been through anything like this before. It's been more than 35 years since there was a storm like this, Gilbert, back in 1988. And we're finding that most people around the city are not preparing for it. Maybe just getting some food at home, but most of them are staying at home. They prefer to be there and protect their belongings rather than stay at any shelters in the city. At this point, it's probably too late to prepare. The storm off the coast headed in and expected to make landfall.
President Trump says he has always had a great love and respect for Japan. The president spoke before a bilateral meeting with Japan's new prime minister, Sune Takaichi, in Tokyo.
We've received your orders for a very large amount of new military equipment, and you know that we make the best military equipment in the world.
The U.S. and Japan have signed an agreement on securing a supply of rare earth minerals, and the White House says Japan's prime minister will nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. On Saturday, the first day of November, 42 million Americans will lose their SNAP benefits due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Cassie McWhirter relies on her food assistance benefits to shop for her children, including a two-week-old.
Especially being the month of Thanksgiving, that'd be horrible timing. Starting to get cold outside, and I got four kids, and three go to different schools, and I have a newborn.
A rough estimate of ChatGPT users showing signs of severe mental crisis seeking help through the internet is large enough to prompt parent company OpenAI to want to study ways to help those people get real help. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
Whether AI is involved or not, it's clear that there is a mental health crisis across the internet, and in particular for people interacting with AIs, which is increasingly almost all of us.
The famed Christmas tree at New York Rockefeller Center is chosen outside of Albany.
The massive tree will be cut down on Thursday, November 6th, and arrive at Rockefeller Center 2 days later. It will then be adorned with more than 50,000 lights and topped with a Swarovski crystal star. The annual tree lighting ceremony is December 3rd, and the tree remains up through mid-January. Ice skating below the tree already began weeks ago. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keys to Progress, honoring veterans. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Onofrio Zaccaria was one of the last surviving veterans of D-Day. He passed away this summer at the age of 102. In one of his last interviews, Zaccaria hoped future generations would remember.
What war brings, nothing but misery, nothing but misery.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career with great benefits and an award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com.
Boost your team's productivity and morale with this workplace tip from Cintas. A well-maintained uniform helps your team look and feel more professional. Don't leave their appearance to chance. Let Cintas handle your team's uniforms. With their Apparel Plus program, Cintas picks up, launders, and delivers fresh work apparel back to you, so your employees focus on doing their jobs, not their laundry. Learn more about Apparel Plus at Cintas.com.
An AI-based system apparently doesn't think there is a difference between a gun and a bag of chips. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The OmniAlert AI gun detection system alerted police in Baltimore County, Maryland this month that a student at a high school had a weapon in his backpack. Body camera footage obtained by CBS News shows police with guns drawn detaining the student.
Keep your hands on your head. Keep walking towards me.
They searched the student and his backpack.
Do you have a gun on you?
No. What?
Do you have anything blue that looks like a gun?
No.
And were stunned to find just a bag of Doritos.
I guess just the way you guys were eating chips, Doritos, whatever, it picked it up as a gun. That's all.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The FDA approves Lincuit, a new daily pill from Bayer that provides a non-hormonal option for treating hot flashes common during menopause. It's the second medication to directly target the brain pathways involved in body temperature control. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, to mostly clear sky, lows in the upper 40s. Nice day for tomorrow with a partly sunny sky, highs into the mid-50s. And we'll look for more sunshine on Wednesday, a little breezy, highs again in the mid-50s. Dry through the rest of the work week, currently 51 degrees.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket. Clark to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Call me. to come now. And that it comes as no surprise to me. With another guy, well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You never walk alone. And you're forever talking on the phone. I try to call you names, but every time it comes out the same. Here comes my baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Looking for compassionate, personalized, assisted living in Racine? The Pillars at Crystal Bay, located at 3950 North Main Street, provide just the right amount of care so your loved one can enjoy life while maintaining independence. From 24/7 nurse management to daily activities, home-cooked meals, and on-site medical services, they tailor every experience to meet your family's needs. Discover comfort and community at The Pillars at Crystal Bay. Visit pt-78.com or call 262-639-1100 to schedule a tour.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Where are you, little star?
Come true tonight.
people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
For your love, live a lot longer if you live without me. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I say it, you ain't pretty. I'm saying I'm not fit for any person, place or thing. Time will rain in on me. So goodbye. I believe and I see no sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace, a doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. But I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
WRJN.
Then that time I went and said goodbye. shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Just wait and see if now put a little love in your heart. Each and every
has a bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
So happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain of love. A half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
It's a beautiful
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Category 5 Hurricane Melissa is closing in on Jamaica, threatening to bring catastrophic flooding, landslides, and widespread damage. Correspondent Jason Allen is in Kingston.
Already we're seeing big waves have come across, and they're tossing debris across roads.
The massive storm has already battered Haiti, killing at least three, and triggered landslides in the Dominican Republic. With the airports closed, tourists on the northern part of the island scrambled to prepare.
This is crazy. We were in line in the grocery store for a good 2 hours before we were actually able to check out and get out of the store and get back to the resort.
Melissa is expected to dump up to 30 inches of rain on Jamaica with life-threatening storm surge. A trade deal signed in Tokyo. The agreement signed by President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi calls for the U.S. to charge 15% tariffs on Japanese goods. In exchange, Japan will invest in U.S. industry and open up its market to American rice, cars, and defense equipment. Sean Grayson, the former Illinois sheriff's deputy charged with the first-degree murder of 36-year-old Sonia Massey, took the stand today. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports.
Grayson acknowledged that he did not put in the police report that he told Massey he would shoot her in the face. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This really boils down to a question of credibility. And Grayson is trying to prove to the jury that he acted in a way that was reasonable, that he imminently feared for himself.
Shohei Ohtani hit two homers and tied a 119-year-old record with four extra base hits in World Series Game 3. The score is now tied 5-5 in the bottom of the 10th. The NCAA has been ordered to pay a former college football player and his wife $18 million in a concussion-related lawsuit. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
In ordering the payment, a jury in Orangeburg, South Carolina ruled that college sports' major governing body did not do enough to warn the player, who is now 68 years old and suffering from dementia, about the long-term effects of concussions. Several doctors testified in the case that Robert Gethers showed symptoms of CTE.
The FDA has approved a new daily non-hormonal pill called Lunkit to treat hot flashes and night sweats brought on by menopause.
So it actually works in the brain. It antagonizes two receptors, the NK1 and the NK3, working through these receptors in the brain to modulate the effects so that it actually decreases the frequency and the severity of hot flashes.
Dr. Joanne Pinkerton, one of the drug trial's investigators. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this